Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to talk to you a little bit about some common expectations that people tend to hold in a relationship that can really affect the relationship long term. And what's really important is that when we recognize some of these expectations within ourselves or within the relationship we have to somebody else that we're carrying, and sometimes subconsciously without meaning to, projecting them onto another person without that actual discussion component, we often are left feeling hurt and unfulfilled, not necessarily by the person's behavior, but by our own expectations of the person's behavior and our own lack of communication about what we need instead in a relationship. So I'm going to do a deep dive into some expectations, and I want you to sort of keep an eye out and you know, write down things you may be carrying in terms of your own expectations. And then what you can do from this is you can take these things and be like, okay, where can I convert these expectations into a need instead? You can think of an expectation as sort of like a need we have that we assume another person will meet without the actual communication part. So when we take the action of recognizing our expectation consciously, converting it into a need, and then going and communicating that need to somebody we love, now we are in a position where it's much more constructive than destructive to our relationships. So we're going to go through, I'm going to talk about some really common ones that people tend to carry, see which ones are there for you, and then see how you can convert them into a need and what intention you can set for your own communication. Also, if you want to do a deeper dive into a lot of these like expectation dynamics, we have very in-depth courses that are all about each interaction and attachment style, like the anxious preoccupied with a dismissive avoidant, the DA with the FA, two FAs in a relationship, the FA with the DA, like all the different attachment style dynamics in a tremendous amount of detail, like 4-hour courses, roadmaps of like everything that include the expectations of each style, how they project these expectations onto others, the needs, how to communicate in a way that's going to be received by your partner and loved one, like literally all of the things and tools you need to actually make that relationship thrive and work, and to understand what you need from somebody in that relationship interaction, and also what that person would need and how to bridge that gap, how to reprogram the wounds. So again, you can have these like really thriving, lasting relationships that don't have to feel so difficult. And you can get your needs met and feel like seen and heard and connected. So anyways, you can check those out for free for 7 days. The link is in the description box below. And you can just type in your attachment style interaction when you go into the dashboard. So with that being said, I'm going to go through some important expectations to be aware of. Number one, my partner should always make me a priority before everything else in their life. And this is where this can be super challenging, right? Because yes, our relationship should be made a priority, but not necessarily before everything else in life all of the time. Sometimes we just change jobs and we have to focus for a little bit or work late, or sometimes somebody is co-parenting and has children that they have to prioritize, or you know, different responsibilities they have to prioritize, or sometimes we're in a bind and we have to, you know, allow paying the bills and picking up that second job to be a priority for a little bit. So it's really important that these things are communicated instead of expected if there's a lack of this happening, and that both parties come together and brainstorm for a healthy solution. Like if somebody's not feeling prioritized enough, to say that and then to specifically request like more quality time or more physical affection in the relationship or more words of affirmation or whatever that love language is or whatever they feel like they're missing, and that both parties take action towards that as a collective. Number two, my partner should know that I need my space. And this can be a really challenging one. I also hear one that goes hand in hand with this a lot of the time, be like, my partner should get their needs met from beyond just me. They should get their needs met from many people in their life. I shouldn't be like the center of the only person that meets their needs. Again, this is like a preference thing. And it's usually based on these expectations we carry based on how relationships were modeled to us. And you'll obviously see more avoidant individuals carry more of these expectations that lean that way. But these are conversations that need to be had. These are things that need to be discussed consciously, because somebody else's modeling could be from a codependent relationship, and it should be, you know, my partner should never need space. So when we don't have these discussions, these are like problems waiting to happen. And you can see hopefully the value of actually having a discussion about this stuff as we go through them. I'm not going to keep going through every single one and give all the details to them and like, you know, but the point as I go through each of these expectations is, how can I convert this into a need? How can I communicate? How can I brainstorm for compromises in my relationship? Another good one, my partner should never be late. Okay. My partner should always want to share openly if they are feeling upset. Again, it's kind of like we're assuming that everybody's way of dealing with problems is my way of dealing with problems, if that's how I would act in the situation. My partner should want to communicate as often as I do, right? Text, call, spend as much time together as I want to spend. My partner should move at the same pace in the relationship as I do. Okay, another really big one. And when these things are not discussed, you can see how they are just problems waiting to happen. And you can also see that when we carry this expectation and the other party doesn't follow through according to our timeline or our expectation of whatever it might be in general, how it can be really hurtful and alarming for the person. Not realizing that, oh my gosh, it's actually my expectation of this person, and my own programming expectations about relationships that's causing some of the suffering. And a lot of the time, these things are actually resolved through communication. And often they can feel like really damaging to relationships if they're not communicated about at all. And then we get into like giving these things meaning, like then they don't care about me because they're not on my timeline, or then I'm unloved, or I'm not good enough. And that's why they're not moving as fast as I am. So you can just see how much like chaos expectations can cause. My partner should always take my side in front of others, even if they disagree with my opinion. Okay. Some people have a preference for that. Some people are like, no, I want that. Like, that straight up honesty. Again, I'm not here to say like what's right or wrong necessarily. I'm here to say like, these are things that need to be discussed. My partner should always be as emotionally available as I need them to be. My partner should never hurt my feelings, even accidentally. My partner should always know my needs without me having to communicate. My partner should always know my boundaries without me communicating them. My partner should always split the chores around the house. Okay, so I could give you so many. I have this like huge list of expectations that I share, but they're in the courses. We talk a lot about them based on the attachment style course if you want to check them out in more detail for free. But remember, the main thing here is to recognize like what are some of the expectations that you are carrying and what is the cost of carrying them without communicating them, and what are the benefits of actually like doing the work to surface these things, have conversations, and come together as a unit to brainstorm solutions. So I hope this makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already, and I will see you in the next video.